Welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And it's now also through Spotify for podcasters. There's a lot of new stuff coming up for The Daily with Syl Stein. I hope you will stay tuned. There'll be some newer content. And I'm also going to be sharing some more news this week on the podcast, a newsletter. So please stay tuned to The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for podcasters. In the meantime, please check out all the episodes, and hopefully there'll be new guests coming up, more author interviews, more books that we're going to share, recommend, and we're going to have editors on editing and my own author journey. So stay tuned for The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. We're also going to bring back more talks about Broadway and other content of possible TV content that we're going to talk about, shows that are recommended, why we like them, why we don't. And we're all going to speak about Firefly Lane, which are also books I'm going to be recommending. So I hope you'll check out The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM and now through Spotify for podcasters. Please stay tuned. And welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for podcasters. Good morning. I hope that you all are having a great start to your Friday. I just had some coffee. And I'm really feeling really, really good. I hope you have your cup of coffee, because we also do the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee on this show. And welcome to the show. Happy Friday. I'm going to start off today by reading you some writing tips, and we're going to be discussing the book by Walter Mosley, This Year You Write Your Novel. I'm going to start with that. Walter Mosley is the author of 25 books, including The Easy Rollins and Fearless Jones Mysteries, and numerous other works of fiction and nonfiction. He was born in Los Angeles and lives in New York. So this book says, no more excuses. You can write a novel now. Let the lawn get shaggy and the paint peel from the walls. That's what he says. The best-selling novelist, Walter Mosley, advises. In this invaluable book of tips, wisdom, and practical guidance, Mosley teaches you how to create a daily writing regimen that fits your lifestyle. Develop a narrative voice that suits the tale. Hook readers with dynamic characters, and get past those first challenging sentences and into the heart of a story, and much more. Offering both motivation and instruction, Mosley provides the tools you need to turn out a first draft in just 3 months and then revise it into something finer. So don't put your idea on the back burner. Start writing today. So let's get into it now. Let's see. And let me give you. It's amazing how much good information Walter Mosley has packed into this short volume on writing. There must be a few million books on the topic, but Mosley's book addresses a specific situation that many would-be writers face: how to get that first novel written. This book provides common sense tips as well as inspiration for the many people who want to get that novel out of their heads and onto the page. This is from the Charlotte Observer. So let's get into it. And good morning. This is The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for podcasters. I hope that you're having a great day. I decided to record this show early. I am working from home today, but I'm recording this show so you all will be able to listen to it. This Year You Write Your Novel by Walter Mosley. This is one of the books I use. I was able to use on when I was at Southern New Hampshire University for my creative writing classes, where I obtained my Master's of English and Writing. And then the intro says, I'm going to read you a little bit about the intro. I'm writing this book as a guide for anyone who wishes to commit themselves to the task of beginning and completing a novel within a year's time. Here I will give you all the knowledge I have about writing and rewriting fiction. Writing a novel is not nearly as difficult as some people would make it out to be. Anyone who communicates verbally or by sign is a writer of sorts. Any manager, mother, counselor, teacher, or guy who hangs out on the corner telling tall tales is a writer in waiting. What I will try to point out in the following pages is how you can redirect your natural abilities at communication into creative prose. So. Sorry about that. Good morning. And we're back to the Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. And we're discussing the book, This Year You Write Your Novel, by bestselling author Walter Mosley. And that was a little bit about the intro that I read. And now I'm going to go into writing every day. The general disciplines that every writer needs. But let me read the back of it. Okay, I read that already. Sorry. Writing every day. The first thing you have to know about writing is that it is something you must do every day. Every morning or every night. Whatever time it is that you have, ideally the time you decide on is also the time when you do your best work. There are two reasons for this rule. Getting the work done and connecting with your unconscious mind. If you want to finish this novel of yours within a year, you have to get to work. There is not a moment to lose. There's no time to wait for inspiration. Getting your words down on the page takes time. How much? I write 3 hours every morning. It's the first thing I do Monday through Sunday, 52 weeks a year. Some days I miss, but rarely does this happen more than once a month. Writing is a serious enterprise that takes a certain amount of constancy and rigor. But will and regularity are only the beginnings of the discipline and rewards that daily writing will mean for you. The most important thing I found about writing is that it is primarily an unconscious activity. What do I mean by this? I mean that a novel is larger than your head or conscious mind. The connection, moods, metaphors, and experiences that you call up while writing will come from a place deep inside you. Sometimes you will wonder who wrote those words. Sometimes you will be swept up by a fevered passion relating a convoluted journey through your protagonist's ragged heart. These moments are when you have connected some deep place within you, a place that harbors the zeal that made you want to write to begin with. The way you get to this unconscious place is by writing every day, or even writing. Some days you may be rewriting, rereading, or just sitting there scrolling back and forth through the text. This is enough to bring you back into the dream of your story. What you ask is a dream of a story. This is a mood and a continent of thought below your conscious mind. A place that you get closer to with each foray into the words and worlds of your novel. You may have spent only an hour and a half working on the book, but the rest of the day will be rife with motive moments in your unconsciousness, moments in your mind, which will be mulling over the places your words have touched. While you sleep, mountains are moving deep within your psyche. When you wake up and return to the book, you will be amazed by the realization that you are further along than when you left off yesterday. So those are important tips on this book, and we'll be right back. We're back to The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters, and we're discussing the book by author Walter Mosley, This Year You Write Your Novel. And I think that Good morning. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Sorry for the background noise, but I have children that are home, and there's a dog, you know, and I thought they'd be asleep right now, but they're not. So sorry about that. But I think this book is one of the books I've used for my creative writing class, and it was so essential because it tells you, you know, how to work on your book. Like for myself, I work on my book. I do a lot of re-editing, rewriting, and a lot of times I want to do more than 3 hours, but I end up doing 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, sometimes 2 hours, or sometimes even 20 minutes. But I do write every day. You have to. In order to finish your book, you know, they have NaNoWriMo, National Novel Month, which gives you the option of writing a novel in a month. But realistically, it takes more than a month. Not saying that you can't write. You can put words together and work. And there's a lot of people that have been successful, myself included. But you still have to rewrite, redraft, re-edit a lot of stuff. So, you know, the fact that Walter says that he writes every morning for 3 hours, Monday through Sunday, 52 weeks a year, you know, he needs to create consistency and regularity. So that's what he's saying. So he continues by saying, in order to be a writer, you have to set up a daily routine. Put aside an amount of time, no less than not less than an hour and a half, to sit with your computer or notebook. I know that this is difficult. Some of you live in tight spaces with loved ones. Some of you work so hard that you can't see straight half the time. Some of you have little ones who might need your attention at any time of the day or night. Sorry about the background noise. I wish I had the answers to these problems. I don't. All I can tell you is that if you want to finish your novel this year, you have to write each and every day. And that's be consistent. And now the last part I'm going to cover for today when we get back is learning how to write without restraint for today. But we will be covering This Year You Write Your Novel by author Walter Mosley in the next Daily with Syl Stein. So we'll be right back with my own author journey, the wrap up of the show. Back to the Daily with Syl Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles through Spotify for podcasters. And then we've been discussing the book This Year You Write Your Novel by best-selling author Walter Mosley. And in his next section, he says, learning how to write without restraint. Self-restraint is what makes it possible for society to exist. We refrain most of the time from expressing our rage and lust. Most of us do not steal or murder or rape. Many words come into our minds that we never utter, even when we're alone. We imagine terrible deeds that push them out of our thoughts before they've had a chance to emerge fully. Almost all adult human beings are emotionally restrained. Our closest friends, our co-workers, and our families never know the brutal and deviant urges and furies that reside in ourselves. This restraint is a good thing. I know that my feelings are often quite antisocial. Sometimes I just see someone walking down the street and the devil in me wants to say things that would be awful to hear. No good would come from my expressing those asocial instincts, at least not usually. The writer, however, must loosen the bonds that have held her back all these years. For example, he talks about sexual lust, hate for her own children, the desire to taste the blood of her enemy, all these things and many, many more at times crowd the writer's mind. Your protagonist, for instance, may at a certain moment despise his mother. This is an unpleasant sentiment, to be sure, but does it bring your hero's character into focus? This is the only question that's important. There's no getting around it. Your characters will have ugly sides to them. They will be at times, you know, bitter, cruel. The story you tell, the characters you present, will all have dark sides to them. If you want to write believable fiction, you will have to cross over the line of your self-restraint and revel in the words and ideas that you would never express in your everyday life. Exactly. So my books, I've written my book Closure, and that was about Sarah James and the toxic relationship or verbally and physically abusive relationship she had with her father, who she's distant, you know, she has distanced herself from. When you read the story and, you know, all of the alcoholism that occurs, or the what makes Garrison the antagonist in the book, because of all they've been through, both of them, you know, they deal with this relationship that at once was beautiful, and then it gets dark because of events that happen. So I had to create that story. I created that story. Then I went into chasing clarity and having my character Mia deal with grief, very sad grief, just like Sarah did, but in her young relationship, and, you know, that she had with her boyfriend, and then trying to pick up the pieces. So that made, you know, the grief, the dark moment in her life, and then picking up the pieces to make it better. And then, of course, I wrote The Diary of a Broken Father, which tells Garrison's side of the story. He writes his own diary as an, you know, to make amends with his daughter. And you'll have to read the books to know what happens. Those of you that may have read them already know. And then now I'm working on Battered Mind, which is a completely different side of what I write. And it's about Sadie, and that's my main character, and this dark event that happens, and all the things that you know, that lead up to it. I kind of wrote this story and, you know, wrote about things, you know, different side of what I normally write. But I did it because all my characters, I like for them to prevail in their journey. Even though it's a work of fiction, a lot of the things that are happening to them are occurring to someone that you may know, or someone that you may know yourselves, or you want to tell that story, but in a different side. And so all, you know, you have to kind of push yourselves, in other words. That's what he's trying to say. And a lot of times it's not popular with everyone. Not everybody wants to read about that, but a lot of us are intrigued and we want to read different types of fiction. So I thought I'd share about that. But this is what he says on learning how to write without restraints, without trying to offend anyone. Or a lot of times we don't want to do that, but we're writers. So a lot of times what we feel is what comes out in the page. And it's not trying to offend anyone. It's just trying to bring a story to light and trying to create characters that will intrigue, and also you can follow the journey of what they're doing. So I thought it was important to share about this year you write your novel today on The Daily with Sol Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. I'm glad I was able to do this show today. And I'm really, really grateful for everyone that tunes in. And I did do a live video shortly to say that I am working on a newsletter. I'm hoping the newsletter will be out the first week of May for The Daily with Sol Stein. I want to create giveaways, different things, and do more shows, of course, to be on here. But I have to set up a schedule, which I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. But I'm going to try to do the best to make it The Daily, because it's been a while, and be more consistent with my shows. So, and I hope that you all have enjoyed this. Right now I'm working on my latest book, and I really do need to follow Walter Mosley's advice and be consistent and write more every day, even if I only get an hour and a half every day, and try to work on that, because that's the only way you're going to get your work across, if you work on it. Even if it does take you a year, it may take you 6 months, but you might redraft or re-edit, reread, and all of that. So we will continue on this book, discussing it, and I will recommend more books for you to read. I will go back to that, but I'm starting fresh with the Spotify for Podcasters today, because it has changed from Anchor, it now is offered through Spotify and other platforms, I'm sure, but I just wanted to They have updated all of this information. I don't know all the details, but I'm hoping that you will tune in. If you have questions, I hope you'll ask about the book, about the show. And if you want to leave messages to the show, I'll be glad to share them. And thank you so much for tuning in to The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters and other platforms. I hope you will share the episode, and I hope you tune in again. My author journey is going well. This is a wrap-up as well, and I hope you'll tune in again. And thank you for joining me today on The Daily with Syl Stein. And I hope you keep enjoying your coffee. Have a great and happy Friday.